you understand, not that she has had that experience before, but there is a confidence that she has in her ability to perform on the basis of what it was she has done in the past. Now, we're talking about the church collectively. And she's in for the ride of her life.
Where was that scripture in Job?
It's Job 38:22. Hast thou entered into the treasures of the snow?
Yes.
Or hast thou seen the treasures of the hell? Hail. I'm not trying to write it. And that word comes is a depository. Armory, cellar, garner, store, treasure. Treasury. Treasure, storehouse, treasure. Store, supplies of food or drink. Treasury, house, treasury. Treasury, house, storehouse, magazine. Treasury. Magazines of weapons. Storehouse of God of rain, snow, hail, wind, and sea. So, I suppose the Lord is just really encouraging us to really get higher, and a primitive root comes from a primitive root that means to store up, lay up in. Is to, number one, I think, view our circumstances from a different perspective, not from the negative aspect of it, but from the positive side of it. Not to look at tribulation as something, as being a victim of the devil, as much as an opportunity to show the devil that he can't overcome or defeat you. And there is going to be an environment created in which the means by which it might be accomplished. The song we sing, "Tribulation worketh patience."
Yeah, I'm looking for the verse.
I'm also looking for it.
Because this is the word that you were quoting, isn't it?
Yes.
It's not Philippians. It's not. Mm-mm.
Yes, Romans 5, verse 3.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. I just found it.
Rejoice in the hope of glory. I don't know the song, but I found the text. Rejoice in the hope of glory in your tribulations. Knowing that it works for you, for tribulation worketh patience, patience works experience, experience worketh hope, and hope makes it's not ashamed. Ashamed. So this is the song.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But I don't know the song.
Tribulation worketh patience, patience works experience, experience worketh hope. And hope maketh not ashamed.
Is that the first line of the song, Tribulations with
no,
Patience?
No, it's rejoice in the hope of glory.
Okay, it's not inside of here. But Stephanie, you said that it's faith that we are relying on, or that we are by which we can then overcome. Or
no, I was talking about that the joy of the Lord is our strength. You mean that?
Okay.
But there's also the aspect that says that we exercise. By exercising something, we get better. There's a verse that says something like
that.
Yes,
yes.
I'm thinking it was the armor, you know, like something about the knights.
Yeah, there
equipment.
Is
no.
By reason of exercise.
Yes.
Can you quote it?
Exercise.
Can you quote it once more in German, maybe?
I can't say German.
In Luther German.
Luther German.
No, I will find it here. It's Luther based.
It's in the bedroom. It's on the floor. It's kind of red color. Please put my phone in it so I can have this label. Thank you. It's heavy, isn't it? Thank you.
It ends with by reason of exercise.
By reason of exercise.
But maybe I have my impression of the Bible is too new.
So five devices are now occupied.
I'm using my brain now.
Yeah, I attend to that too. I have nothing in mind. No idea.
I was thinking. So, Brother Bird, what you were trying to, what you were saying is that, as I understand it, the woman is, you know, there is the steep mountain, there is the snow, but it would not make the woman discouraged, but it just gives her the possibility of enjoy the speed, and really
the whole challenge of
the
it.
whole
environment is
well, but,
is.
But.
Is can be very tribulating. The whole
whole
environment can be very tribulating and somewhat disastrous if she makes the wrong move. But she's not looking at it from that perspective.
And she's not a victim.
Huh?
And she is not a victim.
She is not a victim, and that is very important because we think we're victims. And it's our attitude that displays the thought of that victim. It's Hebrews 5:14.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then you find it.
Yes.
It reminds me of like if you've got very strong winds.
I'm sorry?
If you have very strong winds, the eagle would take advantage of this wind.
Yes.
That's exactly right.
You know,
to rise higher.
5:12.
I mean, if we start from 12, Hebrews 5, verse 12. For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil.
You know, there was a song that came to me when we sat down here, and I think it's kind of in line with what we're doing here. Let's see, how do I get back to where I was? And it's a song, His Word Declares That He Is Truth, Resurrected Pure. And if I place my trust in Him, my hope is in my hope has been made sure. And if I have the seed of Christ within this earthly sod, vile to incorruptible shall be made whole into the image of God. by all too incorruptible shall be made whole into the image of God. It's called the incorruptible seed. The title on it in here is
page 27.
His word, it declares that he is truth. He says, O grave, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting?
27.
If I do mind the things of the Lord, your song no more I'll sing. Death now swallowed by victory, a seed's been given to me. Praise the Lord, I've been set free. Jesus now lives in me. As I have borne the image of Adam, that man of sin, so shall my countenance reflect the Christ within. So entombed within this clay, I'll give him all the praise. I'll give him all the liberty to roll the stone away. I'll give him all the liberty to roll the stone away.
Do we know
how to sing it? Well, I'm not the best singer in the world, but... It goes, oh death, where is your victory? Oh grave, where is your sting? If I do mind the things of the Lord, your song no more I'll sing. Death, thou swallowed by victory. Seeds been given to me. Praise the Lord, I've been set free. Jesus now lives in me. Praise the Lord, I've been set free. Jesus now lives in me. I that incorruptible. Yeah. song was originally written in the key of E, I think.
In where?
Where was it written?
No, it was written in the key of E.
Ah,
yes.
The key of E, okay.
Yeah.
I prayed in E.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
I was looking at the... I thought it was... it was E. Hmm.
Hmm.
I saw the first D there, and I'm thinking, well...
Oh, you mean on the...
songbook.
On the page, or...
Right, the songbook.
But
the songbook.
D, A, 7, and G. That's the key of D, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
How does yours look?
You see on that page. Maybe it's maybe from different songbook taken, so...
Which is not necessary.
So it's possible. But the thing is, you can easily change it.
How do you change it?
You just click
it's
E.
It's like a shame to bring them to.
Just click there?
Yes.
We took the better ones. And it's
E. Huh?
Cool.
That is really marvelous.
Oh, it makes a civilized people using it. Are you thinking?
Yeah,
this, you know?
I thought you told me that.
Yeah, but I didn't know how to do it.
Yeah.
Do what?
Change the key. That's fantastic. And I think that song really kind of describes the vision. I really think so.
I especially like that, the part that says, "O grave, where is your victory? Death, where is your sting? If I do mind the things of the Lord, your song no more I'll sing."
Where is it?
Under the
chorus. I saw it. Oh, yes. Thank you.
So I'm not singing the song of the grave or of death or...
Yes.
Or whatever. I'm singing the song of victory.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I just see this woman in front of me, you know,
yes.
Who's just, you know, going down.
Yeah.
You know?
She's probably singing this song.
The song of victory.
I have
really enjoying herself with the Lord. You know?
Yeah.
So Jonathan will go to bed now.
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good night.
I remembered double knots.
Yeah.
Just out of nothing, out of the blue. That's good. It's a good sign. When we were discussing with the Tom Abbas and the Popolas, the two families that are coming tomorrow evening, that we wanted to have an extended meeting. Not only we fellowship every second month with them, we go to their place, which is 2.5 hours from here, or they came here once. But we wanted to have a kind of a weekend, and we thought about Germany and the people in Germany. And what I had in mind a lot was what you wrote in 2015 about your mission trip to Germany.
You know,
I sent it
that,
to you.
I sent that. I found that, and I sent it to Oliver.
Okay, yeah, it's still there in the library, and because Brother Bert has compared the situations of the Christians in Germany, those who really try to follow, with the woman at the whale. Or the German nation with the woman at the whale.
Yes.
Asking Jesus some things and getting answers which are high above what she was asking.
Yes.
And on a completely different level, bringing real life. And yeah, that came to my mind again. And they were then sharing what they experienced with Germans as Nigerians. The language is a barrier and so on. Maybe they will tell it tomorrow themselves. But they also fellowship in churches or church groups. And but they also experience that the Germans in common are completely kind of unspiritual in the Christian sense.
Mm-hmm.
They are spiritual in another sense.
Mm-hmm.
So they believe in their own they believe as that that they are gods themselves.
Samaritans.
Yeah, that they are secured, secured by money or something, or by their brains or so. Yeah. Yeah, so my intention was that, that God would do something like an impact to the Germans around us, or to the whole nation as you prayed. That would be the best case. But my belief, my faith reaches to maybe to myself and my surrounding, and maybe the people I know.
I know, you have to start with it. You know,
yes,
you
yes, thank you.
You can't go to the parliament.
Yeah.
You know, the, that's what we always do, that that everything starts with small spot, and the spot touches the things that are around, not,
yeah,
you know,
that woman brought a whole revival to the town,
and
just changed
the other one that is touched can be made another spot that touches around and things like that, you know.
Woman
so it's,
well,
that,
yes.
So it's not our responsibility to touch everybody in the nation or in the town or whatever, but it's our responsibility to shine to our environment where we are, to the close ones.
Yes.
And the God's responsibility is to do something about it, you know, with those other people. It's not my responsibility. I am not able to do it as one man.
Yeah, it's true.
So that's a great thing. But what God wants, and that's what I believe, God wants to establish people on the whole face of the earth in different places that will be able to stand in the darkness and to shine in the darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to shine in the darkness, you have to have some stability. You have to be rooted in God pretty well. Otherwise, you are not able to face the darkness that is coming.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I try to pray. Sometimes my English is, you know, the barrier. But but I believe that God wants you and those other people that are coming.
Mm-hmm.
To establish as a points that will be able to stand during the time of darkness. Yeah.
Well, one of my major concerns concerning what you are saying, and I am aware of the globalization of the gospel, but I am also very much aware of the lack of burden that the core of this work has.
Yeah.
For that globalization of the work,
we're
very much interested in to some degree as to the locality in which we are in, but as far as a global concern, there is no burden. There's seemingly no vision, and to some degree we are becoming so introverted. You know, that we get bogged down in our own complexity of problems and living and overcoming. And we really think that what we are doing individually in those localities is sufficient. But it really isn't sufficient. It's a real concern to me because... it seems as one generation is passing out, there is no one stepping in. There's no one stepping in to fulfill and to carry on and to encourage that globalization. So, and it's a real concern to me because, you know, I just the devil's picking us off one by one. It just you know, we're just, and it is a real concern for me.
Yeah.
So, and it also is a challenge. I mean, we've got lifestyles and responsibilities, and we have to find out how or what it is that in those circumstances, what God wants us to do, how He wants us to do it. How He will deliver us from it, or utilize the circumstance to the advantage of the kingdom, on a global basis, not just on an environmental single position or place, but on a global basis. So, and there's, you know, I have to commend the brethren in Africa, but the world is bigger than Africa. It's much bigger than Africa. And I've spent a lot of time in Africa, you know, and I'll, Lord willing, spend more time there. But we'll see what happens. I don't know. Another challenge. And it's a real concern to me.
I was asking the Lord whether Stephanie and I should participate, maybe in Togo, because you were talking about Togo.
Yeah.
I met Sister Felicia.
Yeah.
We tried to get Mark Amessi here, so that works. Few
right.
Free, few not real contacts, but.
Yeah.
And I had a word for Sister Felicia in the Czech Republic, and after, at the end of the conference, she came to me and she wanted to hear it again because she didn't really get it. And I repeated it and she took it, and she was rather edified than the other thing. So she took it well or good. And then she said, maybe one time you will come to our place. And I started to pray over it, because that was the time when you also said something like that.
I think I had mentioned something to you before that.
That's true. And you talked about that twice.
I did twice?
Yeah. So the third witness is missing. No. I didn't want to make fun of that. I prayed about that. And there was no resonance.
There was
no response.
Oh.
There was no
assurance.
Assurance
or
confirmation. Confirmation, yes.
What?
Thank you. Thank you.
Confirmation. Well, it says in the mouth of two or three, let every word be established.
Mm-hmm.
You have two witnesses.
Yeah, but still, I have
two. I must have a witness.
Yeah, yeah. I also myself have to. Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, we
spoke about it just a few
days
ago.
Yeah, 3 days ago or 4 days ago.
It's funny, isn't it?
Yes, because
what happened?
We spoke about the same topic, you know. Of,
because
like,
I asked the other brother, and you know, to join us to go somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and not you. I don't remember you, but I asked other people, and. They say the same thing, you know, they pray about it, they want to have the word from God to do something, but what I found that it's really a decision. It's not always the to have a, you know, it's good to have a word from God,
mm-hmm.
but sometimes it's a matter of heart, if I put my heart into it or not. I'm not telling you to just jump in something.
No. I don't get you wrong.
Nor is he telling you to pack your bags and go.
Yes, exactly. But if you have a burden to share the word or to help in some measure or support, for example, somebody when somebody goes somewhere or something, and you have a heart for it, then it's mostly on you to make a decision.
The heart thing is missing.
The hard thing
is missing.
Yes.
And that can also be because of fear. Because fear prevents very early.
Yeah.
In my case, it prevents me very early from really listening to God.
Yeah.
Yeah. And because being a German, all the films run through my mind that it would mean to spend a few days or a week like that.
Yeah. It's not just a German thing.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not just
a German thing.
There we are in the center of Europe.
Yeah, I spoke especially to Czech people, you know, because they are around me.
You always say that, yes, but I didn't want to talk about
yeah, so
in your country.
Yeah, it is. It is in my country.
Yeah, yeah,
if
yeah.
if you see, you know, brethren that are, I would say, mature enough to go somewhere, but they don't go. Who goes out, Martin? Yeah, sometimes somebody went somewhere, maybe twice. Yeah. But that's actually it, you know. There is nobody else who is going out.
So no, one thing.
But there
sometimes,
yeah.
sometimes they go once, you know, somewhere.
Yeah,
twice,
somewhere.
You know.
But they don't go. I don't know the reason why they don't go. Mm. Maybe they are afraid, or maybe they have no enough money, or I don't know, or they don't, you know.
There's never enough money.
There is, yeah. Yeah, but it seems to me that there is like always something like, as you say, maybe it's fear, maybe it's some other thing to do, or maybe they just, I don't want to speak about them because I don't know what is in them.
Mm.
So, but as Bert said, I really also like missing the support of other people, or missing those other people that goes out for small missions. It doesn't need to be maybe to Africa first time. It can be to Ukraine. It's closer and it's not so far. You know, if you now you have highway from Berlin straight to Lvov, where Maxim is.
Berlin to where?
To Lvov.
In Ukraine.
To Ukraine, where the Maxim is. It goes through all Poland, highway to Lvov. You know? So, actually for us it's not a problem to get there, you know.
Mm.
You know, for you, for us, for anybody.
Mm.
You know, but... or to some other places, it's not a problem to get there. It's just a matter of lacking something, I don't know.
Well, I was very encouraged with regards to your arrangement with the brethren over there in Hanover, and what you had decided to do. I was very encouraged over that. It says you have to overcome first in Jerusalem,
yeah.
And so you know there is a certain amount of tenacity, determination, as well as sacrifice that is required to. Upset your lifestyle and move out beyond it to do something else.
Yeah.
And I was very encouraged with it. Very encouraged with it.
We wanted to meet here in February, and then it was postponed by Stephanie's illness. Then we shifted to March. Then it was postponed by work issues on their behalf. One was sent to Egypt, one was sent to Ghana. I'm not joking.
Yes, he was sent to Egypt spontaneously
from one day to the other.
What was that? What did Abraham do?
Hello.
He went down to Egypt or something?
Hello? Yes, hi.
And then
have you arrived?
And then we postponed it to April, to this
April. Okay.
No, they came in March, but in the middle of March.
We are still here, we are still talking. But it depends on you.
Yeah, I'm sitting here.
However you like, if you like, you can still come. Oops.
Is it 10 o'clock?
Hello? It's about...
It's almost 10.
It's almost
10.
The only concern I have is I want us to be fresh tomorrow. So
okay.
Yeah.
So you think?
You have to have some peace in it for sure.
My concern is that
if you want to go somewhere,
tomorrow,
you have to have peace inside.
You know, because we want to gather
that,
and learn, and then
you should go somewhere
in the afternoon, I think too.
Because for me,
because
I don't know how it is for
spend
other
the
people.
Time
when
now.
I
And we make the best of it, or tomorrow morning we can start.
When I decided to go to Ukraine,
we told them
first time,
10:30
it was for me
breakfast.
Also
so
like
still to be fresh.
I had on my heart somehow to go there, you know. So
I just,
decided to
you know,
go.
You
and
really
yes, hello.
That's a different thing.
Yes.
Yeah. If
then
I had
just
that,
call
I just,
them.
I just,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then when
you
when I came there,
yeah.
I saw the need.
That. But
you didn't see it before, you didn't know it before?
Yes, a little bit.
Okay.
But when you come there, you see the need. And when you see the need, you almost don't need another verse to go there.
Of course. No, of course. I can imagine.
Yeah, and that's very important.
No, we've not yet finished what
Stanancy
was just saying, that maybe we shouldn't stay that long anymore so that we'll be fresh tomorrow.
It's very important. It's one thing to know about something going on, something. It's another thing to be there, see the Spirit of God moving,
So then you 10:30
for
tomorrow.
For me personally,
okay.
It always starts with a concern.
Okay, good night.
It always starts with a concern.
The concern is, what is the concern?
The concern is for the brethren in the development
the
of
the heart for the brethren
and the growth and development of the individual in the work.
She was saying that they are not coming anymore.
And when we come, they sacrifice.
For
you know,
the lamb caught, I was saying,
they feed us, they take care of us,
they
transport us around, and they take such excellent care of us. And they do it willingly. It's not coerced. It's not, you know, and they're just so happy that we're there, you know, and able to share the word. So it always starts with a concern with me, and I'll just start praying about it, and I'll start chewing on it and speaking to the Lord about it. And it was like Sierra Leone. You know, I haven't been back to Sierra Leone for 4 or 5 years. And one of the reasons lately has been the cost of visas. And Sierra Leone is an expensive trip.
Well, the Ebola stopped there for a while. Ebola.
Well, the Ebola stopped it, but then for the last 2 years now, it's been open. But I just been praying about it, and I've been looking at the Lord concerning it. So, and the concern changed to an urge, you know, to go. And so I began to make the plans and the preparation for it. And I'm going in May, and the brethren, there's going to be some brethren. I wrote to some people telling them what my plans were. Brother Hubert is going to meet me there. Brother Hubert and Brother Idy and Sister Idy, they're going to be there. They're coming to be with me there. And also Brother Ronald and Margaret, who live there, and Sister Geraldine, who lives there, are coming to be there. And we're also looking at Sister Geraldine is moving very strongly to establish an orphanage for children, which is also in line with what the Word of God came to me many years ago about go after the children.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to be involved, you understand. I want her to know that we're involved. I want her to know that we care, and that we can do whatever we can do, you know, to help her in the facilitating of it. Because I think it's paramount. Now she's went out and she's bought this great big house, and it's now being kind of remodeled and everything for the. Has 10 rooms. Every room has a bathroom.
Well, it has 10 bedrooms.
10 bedrooms, 10 bathrooms.
Oh. And then it has.
And she's going to use it as an orphanage.
But you know, in Africa,
it looks like a palace. Did you see the pictures?
In Uganda.
Okay. She's carrying the whole thing herself. Mm. You know, she's. Financially, she works for the UN. She has a good salary, but she's planning to retire and all of that and go begin to do this. So, and I think it's a direct response to the Word of God. You understand that she has heard, that she has listened to our interaction with her and the interaction with her and the other ministries that have been that she's been affiliated with or associated with. I think what she is doing is the Lord, and I think it's one of my personal responsibilities. You understand to be an encouragement to her in that respect. And we had a lot of trouble with Sierra Leone. I mean, we had a lot of trouble. It was the foundation on which it was built was very bad and almost rotten. It was rotten, and But the Lord has really marvelously cleaned it all away and began to rebuild and to bring back a firm foundation. So it's time to go.
With foundation, you mean the teaching?
The teaching on the Word of God. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The tabernacle, righteousness, consecration, mm-hmm. you know, and things of that nature. So, and that's, you know, that's, all of that concern is like a burden, you know, and I know it's, that's something that the Lord puts on me. He wants me to carry it. He wants me to be involved with it. And yet whomever else I can get involved with it, you know, that is, at least tell them about it so they have the opportunity to get burdened. If they're not burdened, it's not my problem. It's not my problem, you know. I give them a chance. And it may be that the Lord doesn't want them in Sierra Leone or Uganda or wherever. But the fact of the matter is, you know, at least they have an awareness of it. So, in Togo, it's taken us almost 5 years to establish a group. And when they, I tell you, and I was there when they made that decision. They made a decision to meet on Sundays, which was a major, major overcoming because they all went to churches. They all went to churches. And we would come and have meetings Sunday afternoon. They would go to church in the morning and come to our meeting in the afternoon. And then this, it wasn't this last trip, it was the trip before last, I think. But this last trip, they had affirmed that they would meet on Sunday morning. And that is a major step. I mean, because of the condemnation that is heaped on them by the pastors, you know. They're going to go to hell. They are going out of the church. They are no longer paying their tithe to the church. Mm-hmm. And they approached me. They approached me, says, what do we do with our tithe? I didn't go to them and tell them. They came to me. What do I do with the tithe? And I said, well, you know, I have several good, not me, but I am aware of several good teachings on the tithe and offerings, and I will send them to you, and you can ascertain what you need to do with it. So, you know, it's, and I am very encouraged over it. And there's just a handful of people, but the handful of people are really becoming quite dedicated and consecrated to this word. And God can move out from there. So...
yeah, I'm at the point to ask the Lord, after praying for a fellowship here for now 3 years, since the end of 2013.
Rock, brother, press it. Just keep pushing that rock. Just keep pushing that rock.
Yes, yes, but I'm asking the Lord what He wants me to do with my time.
Because here.
I have my family, we are three. We fellowship. We are three, Jonathan, Stephanie and I.
Yeah.
And we are visiting Gudrun once a week.
Yeah. And then we got to know Colleen. Who started coming for fellowship.
Colleen,
she's a white South African. Uh-huh. Who lives here in Tegel too. She lives actually, she's a neighbor of, she's a Gudrun's neighbor actually.
Yeah, is she coming to the meetings this week?
No, she stopped coming because she had to prepare for exams. And ever since then, you know, the other time I sent her a message, how are you, have you finished your exams and so on. And she said, yeah, but she's repeating one, and that was it. So, you know, I didn't see, didn't seem to be any interest, you know, to come. So I thought about telling her about our meetings, but I didn't.
What I wanted to say is that I'm at the point of asking God, what else? Maybe we have another plan. Maybe there's something different. If you are not sending people here, maybe you are sending me out. So that's the point where I am, and yeah, because I want to use my time and my resources. Yeah. If I can't use them here, I have to use them somewhere else. It's as simple as that. But these are only my thoughts.
When you decide to go to Togo, just call me.
And then you will say no, or what?
No, I don't know what I want
you to say. You said call you?
Yes.
Is that what you said?
Yes.
Did we record that?
Yes, we have it. I'm ready to go there.
Okay.
Maybe some of your burden can be lifted.
I
don't think it lifts quite that easy.
I already asked other people to join me, so I'm waiting for a response.
Yeah? When do you want to go?
We're still recording all the
discussion.
Yeah. And I think
it
should be on
record. You haven't been there.
Yeah, he's recording.
Yes, he was there.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He was with us.
Oh, yes, that's right. That's right.
Yeah,
sorry.
So I want to go there.
Thomas,
yeah.
Should we? I don't think we should be recording our discussions.
It's
should be off record.
Some very faithful